Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Braven of the Web Yeshiva, bringing you the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter Samachei 65. Visit the Web Yeshiva at webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. This chapter, again 65, begins with the introduction, Lamenatzeach, Mizmor, LeDavid, Shir. Now, having learned this much of Tehillim, we all understand that these opening words are codes which were understood in the Beit HaMikdash, and each of which meant something about how the Mizmor would be presented. So even though the word Lamenatzeach means to the conductor, then that Mizmor means generally a kind of song of praise of God, but it means something to do with the Tehillim. And LeDavid, these are in the category of David HaMelech Mizmorim. And finally, the word Shir. The word Shir does appear as the opening, in the opening line of many mizmorim of Tehillim, but is less common than Lamenatzeach and Mizmor and LeDavid. It's a difficult word. We know that there is Shirah in the Torah, and we know that there is Shirah in the Tanakh. But it's not easy to explain what this Shira is. In terms of this chapter of Tehillim, it may be that the word Shir appears in the heading because the same word appears in the last Pasuk in the Mizmor. And the last Pasuk says, Yidro A'u Af Yashiru. And it refers to the world, the world that is benefiting from the rain, the sheep, the valleys. They will make sounds of joy at the fact that the world is working correctly. It's almost like a hit orerut. It's not the same word. It's similar, but it's as though the rain, and we'll get to the rain, but the rain causes a tremendous desire in the world to sing the praises of God in as far as we are able. This mizmor contains descriptions of God, explaining why it is we are interested in praising God. And so that the praise of God comes as the result of an ongoing awareness. It's not because God created the world that we praise God. But praise of God comes because we feel, at this moment, we feel the effect that God is having in the world. So that in Pasuk Bet, Lecha Dumiya Tehila, Lecha, to you is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Otcha Tehila. Right, the word dumiya means looking forward to, expectation. For you, there is this expectation. Elokim b'tzion, tehila, for God in Tzion. Ulecha yishulam neder. Lecha yishulam neder. Yishulam neder means that all the outstanding debts will be paid. Neder is a word, an oath, but it's a word that describes an outstanding debt, meaning that I once made a nether. I was happy that God had helped me. And I vowed to pay or to give something. You know that giving away something is very difficult. We tend to feel that our possessions, whatever we value, are really part of ourselves. I mean, that's what we are. And therefore, paying up is not always easy. Ulecha yishulam neder means that that the slate will be wiped clean. So that it's the right thing to do to praise God for what God has done, and immediately to pay up whatever neder may have been made. The next pasuk speaks of tefillah and says, Shomea tefillah. That's God. Everybody, kol adecha, kol basar yavo. That tefillah is democratic. It's referred to by heaven in spite of or the one who does the tefillah. Shomea tefillah. God is the one who hears the tefillah of his creation. Who? Adecha kol basar yavo. Of everybody. Tefillah is not like doing the mitzvah of a lulav and an etrog. Doing that mitzvah, you need a lulav. And you can't do it without a lulav. You can't say, I don't have a lulav, so I'll take a plastic lulav. But tefillah is something that comes from the essence of the created person. He has that capacity. The created person has memory, for example. He has speech. He can do those things. He can represent himself in that way, but he also is able to daven. And davening, according to the pasuk, does not have real prerequisites. Anybody can daven. Anybody can be sincere. And therefore we have a second reason that God should be praised and that the praise of God should be considered. Pasuk Dalit says, Divrei avonot gavru mini. Divrei avonot. The words, the talk about avonot, about transgressions, gavru meni. Pisha'enu ata techaprem. So I understand that on my own I could never be able to deal with the avonot. My own avonot. I would never be able to demand compensation or I would never be able to get atonement. Pisha'enu ata techaprem. But the Pasuk says, please atone us for our transgressions. So that we recognize the fact that atonement is a great gift from heaven. That it's not a quid pro quo. I do tshuva, I go to shul on Yom HaKippurim, but at the end of the day, it's the divine will, the chesed, which grants me that atonement. That's in Pasuk Dalet. And Pasuk Hey, Ashrei Tivchar Utkarev. Yishkon chatzerecha. Ashrei Tivchar. Ashrei is a word that describes riches. Tivchar, the one who is chosen, Utekarev, the one you bring close to you, Yishkon Chatzeirecha, and the one who is able to dwell in your courtyard, Nishbea Betuv Beitecha, Kiddosh Heichalecha, Nishbea. Nisbea mituv beitecha kedosh eichalecha. Nisbea is a word that usually is applied to worldly pleasure, good things. No, nisbea mituv beitecha. Let me fill myself with the good of your household, kedosh eichalecha. Sanctity of your court or your courtyard. So that again here the Mechaber is pointing us to the way we should think about things. We should remember that God should be praised and that we have to pay our debts. God hears prayer. God forgives. And God enables at least some of us to come close and to be with HaKadosh Baruch. Now these are not things that are beyond the normal pale of experience. But I think that what the Mechaber means is that these things are available. I mean, this glorious feeling about prayer, this feeling about God's closeness to us, I mean, they're available if we just look into the matter, if we try to understand that they are available for us. And so, that's the end of the first part of the Mizmor. The third part of the Mizmor talks about, again, about the rain. And the rain, you know, is a very important thing. And the Psukim describe the great events that the rain bring to the world. And we know that rain is one of the things that brings us closest to God. It's something which, to this very day, we have no way of controlling. If it doesn't rain, there'll be a drought. And if it does rain, there'll be a bumper crop. If it doesn't rain, we feel that God has deserted us and let us kind of float off. If it does rain, then we feel the closeness of God and His special connection. So that if it rains, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yudalet, Pasuk 14, at the end of the Mizmor, the Pasuk says, Yidro'au af yashiru. This feeling that we have through the rain, that God's presence has an effect, ongoing effect, on everything. Not just on prayer. Not just on atonement. Not just on closeness of some people, but every single person. Every single person is affected by the rain. I mean, if there's a lack of food, then everybody is affected. And if there's a bumper crop or a bumper year, everybody goes around with a smile on their face. So again, the Baal HaMizmor is able to point us into the direction, on the one hand, of personal achievement in our relationship with God, and on the other hand, to the rain, which is God's way of saying to us, there's a universal relationship. The world is related to God through the rain. Yitro'ahu af yashiru.